we hadn't been at the restaurant that long. And I just didn't think about it for a second. We were finishing our drinks and I had the little olive at the bottom of mine with the toothpick in it, and I pulled it up and put my teeth on the olive and closed my lips around it and slowly sucked it off the toothpick. I just wasn't thinking. It's my favorite part. And then I looked over and saw your face. You were staring at me. I immediately looked back down at the glass. I couldn't believe it. I looked back up at you again and you were still staring at me. But your eyes had darkened. I could see it. This time you were smiling, though. You looked at me and said, "Let's go for a ride." Let's go for a ride? I knew what that meant. He grabbed my hand and led me out of the restaurant. My legs were already starting to shake a little bit. We walked down the steps and waited for the valet to bring the car around. He just held onto my hand, but one look at me, my heart started beating a little bit faster. And then the valet brought the car around. Oh God, this fucking car. He knows what it does to me. It's a powerful machine. Sleek. Sexy. All black. So fucking mean looking. The valet comes around and opens up my door to let me inside. I slide into the seat and I can feel the soft leather on my back and my legs. God, I love this fucking car. Then he slides next to me into the driver's seat. Tells me to put my seatbelt on. My hands are shaking. Before I know it, he's taken off. The way he drives this car, shifting and gripping the wheel, he knows how to maneuver it. He feels the power and responds. It's like what he does with me. Oh, I can't help it. I'm already getting so wet. And he knows it. He knows what it's doing to me. Him and his fucking car rides. I know I made a mistake in the restaurant, and I'm going to pay for it now. I try to tip the scales a little bit. I start to lower the top of my dress so I can expose my breasts. I'm hoping it will distract him. I know what he's gonna make me do. He looks over at me. I can see the lust in his eyes. But he has so much more control than I do. He takes a deep breath and looks back out onto the street. He drops it down lets it rev up a little bit, and then slams on the gas again, throwing me back in my seat. He knows what that does to me. Oh. He asks me to put my hand in between my legs. I knew it was coming, but I'm still not ready. He won't ask me again, so I do what he says. He tells me to start moving my hand up to my aching, wet pussy. He tells me to slide a finger in, and then immediately tells me to slide another one. Oh, he's gonna make me pay for this. He tells me to move slow at first, but it's so hard. The way he drives the car is furious. And the way I want to fuck myself is furiously. He tells me I can start to go faster. So I do. I start going faster, and he starts driving faster. Oh God. My eyes roll back and I look out the window and I can see the lights screaming past us like a blur, and I catch my reflection in the window and I give up. I let it go. I just fuck. I didn't ask for permission before I did that. I look over at him, and he isn't looking at me. He's staring straight ahead. I'm fucked now. Him and his fucking car rides.